Would you care to step outside?
We did it today.
Superman.
That's right.
Who are you?
The lasso of Hastia compels me to reveal the truth.
I'm Batman.
Warning, DC and RMD contains adult language and discussions. If you're easily offended, do not continue to listen.
Awesome.
Oh, sorry. That's your signal. That means we have to go now.
What is up, everybody? It is time once again for DC on RMD Watchmen Edition on Rayman Digital. I am your host, the one and only Bobby D, and with me, as always, is Angelica Dawn.
Hello.
Remember, you've obviously found us through your favorite podcast providers. When you're there, rate, review, subscribe. It helps us out. Today, we will be discussing the season finale. Maybe the series finale. It just matters what you read on Watchmen. Episode 9, See How They Fly, written by... Who's this written by? Directed by Frederick Eoy Toy. That's a real thing. That's not me making that up. Written by Nick Kearse and Damon Lindorf. Do you think we're all done?
Yes.
You do?
Yeah. I feel like an unbiased answer. No, we're not. They're going to keep going because
of the popularity. We know they're not going to give it up.
Oh, yeah. Because of money. They're not going to give that up.
Yeah.
But
okay.
As a viewer, I don't want them to keep going.
Because are you afraid they're going to muck it up?
No, they already did.
Okay. Well, we'll get to that. What happened this week for you?
Well, my hopes and dreams were crushed. So there's that of this being like the best like series that I've ever watched. So thanks, HBO, for crushing my hopes and dreams. But yeah, a god was killed this episode. And the smartest man was foiled and by a bumpkin, Nito. So that's what happened. And Lori never got any closure at fucking all. The end.
So, I mean, there's no way to like kind of beat around the bush. What didn't you like?
Well, those things I listed right now. So, We'll just like hit the things like because you know like I loved Angela's story and I think that's the story that like if I focus on it and what people are like you know blowing a load over is Angela's story and Hood of Justice, and I agree 100% with Hood of Justice of you like he wanted so hard to believe like trust in the law growing up and I can relate 100%. Like I've been through things that to the point now where I'm just like, no, you can't trust in the law. Like you have to take things into your own hands to get justice. Mm-hmm. So like, I loved that story for him. I loved Angela's story. What I didn't like was I understand Dr. Manhattan had that blackout period that he didn't know what was going to happen to him, but he did come to fruition. He was back to like, you know, being all-knowing and a god, how would he let himself be caught? You know, that's dumb. First off, that makes no sense. The fact that we built all this up with Lady True, and she was a worthy adversary for Ozymandias and for possibly like the new Minutemen that we could have had or that we might have. And they took that away. I feel like there are ways where they could have given her some power, maybe not all the power. And if Angela, in fact, did like gain some power because there was a reason why she needed to see the pool, you know, like maybe she did gain some power. That would also make it a worthy adversary and like throw superpowers into the mix of what's going on in that world. I thought it was just... made no sense whatsoever for a character who monologued and thought out his monologue of like, I did it like minutes ago. Like I did it 20 minutes ago of like after telling his plan that he would be foiled during a monologue and a wrench would be thrown in his plans literally and get bashed on the back of the head by Glass when earlier he caught a bullet. That doesn't make any sense for the character. I don't agree with, like, the slapstick, like, get hit over the head for the end of fight or for him to be caught that way.
I could see that. I mean, and the reason I'm kind of, like, letting you go off on this is because I know, like, as long as I've known you, you've been more passionate about these characters than anybody I've ever met in my life.
Yeah.
And so, I believe in everything that you say when it comes to these things. Again, because this has been your shit as long as I've known you, and I've known you going on 6-7 years now or whatever it's been. And so I know this is very important for you to see these characters come to life and to have somebody that, you know, one of the main characters that you've looked up to this whole time, you know, again, get run amok in a Three Stooges skit.
Yeah. And for the person that was kind of like with like in that Lori, I loved Krusty Lori. Rightfully so, like Krusty, rightfully so, like trying to earn like her freedom, you know, like she's completely caged, trying to like, you know, it seems like get her freedom by being in the FBI, like the I forget his name, he was running for president and stuff. President, really white guy. He was trying to like talk to her about like he could do a pardon when he was elected. So it would have been nice for some type of redemption for her. And I'm sure she thinks that by turning in Vite, she'll get that freedom and that redemption. But I feel like something could have been done much better for Lori, for her to like stand up and for her to like spit in the face of whatever's like pissed her off type of thing. Like I want to see more for her, you know?
Yeah. Well, I mean, again,
she's been fucked over so much, like, and then to see Dr. Manhattan, who's now like with Angela, I don't think there was enough like repercussion from that or enough like hurt. Like, not that I need all the drama ever, but dude, like for the man that you loved and still love, for him to find somebody else, like, why her? You know, like, I feel like there should be more that this could have been like 12 episodes. I don't know why they stopped it at 9. There could have been more that like came about from this.
Well, yeah. And you brought it up to where, you know, we're sitting there and he's giving that monologue about how I've saved the world twice and nobody's ever going to know. And then she's just like, well, I'm still fucking arresting you.
Yeah. Which is classic Lori, like, you know, but
yeah, just so blunt and to the point of like, yeah, that's cool and all, but you know what? Fuck you.
Yeah.
Now,
I hope that if they do, that's the only thing that I feel like if we're going into next season that I want to see some more for her. I care about her story the most.
And what if the second season is just basically a trial of him, of Ozzy?
I think it will be. And you know what? I don't think they're going to release the information. Why would they?
No.
What would that do to the world now? You know?
Yeah.
Or they'll team with him and use it to control, you know? They'll use it for their power. Not only that, but like at some point, I think he'll go ahead and manipulate Lori, be like, what are you going to do? Like, you're going to tell them all of this, show them all this information and stuff. What are they going to do with that? They're going to use it against the world.
So with the whole Ozzy, you know, story, we had, you know, wondering what the, you know, what True had to do with all this.
Yeah.
What did you think about how that angle turned out, you know, with the artificial insemination of his seed and being...
Oh, you mean when he was like, I've never had sex and I just yelled bullshit at the top of my lungs. And then I posted on Twitter too, the picture of Ozymandias with Miranda, like in bed together. That was like his one love. So yes, he could have very well been like lying, just like, no, because he wouldn't ever want to talk about her. He would never like admit about like loving her or anything like that. But the response I got back from HBO was it only follows the 12 issues from the original Watchmen.
But HBO actually responded.
Yeah, man, they did. And I was like, yeah, but still, like...
So anything that's happened since...
Right. So, Doomsday Clock, all of that. Nope.
So basically any DC tie-in that they've been, yeah, you know, been pushing over the last, what, 3 or 4 years.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, at least they had a response that they didn't play it out like...
Oh, well, like, yeah. But you know what? I think they can still use, like, Before Watchmen and things like that. I think that's something that can still be there. And that could just very well be a lie from Adrian. And I would be okay with that. But... Yeah, I was just very quick to call bullshit because of...
Well, yeah, I mean, it, like I said, it's one of those things that you've been so passionate about, and you would be able to call out those little kind of non-canon bullshit, yeah, things that they throw out there.
Yeah, so, dear fans, read Before Watchmen. Like, it's one, it's beautiful. It's one of my favorite comics. For art and then story alone, because you get more backstory on Adrian. And it does actually, like, when he's talking about, like, his parents and stuff like that, that's why I was like, weird, because you are relying a little bit on Before Watchmen and the story about his parents. So. So
don't use it as a cop-out, yeah, that, exactly, you're only following the original 12.
Exactly. It's like, oh, you're just picking and choosing what you're going to use there. So. Let's just leave it as like that. I think that would strictly be a lie that he would say, and something that after Miranda, he would definitely follow. And like, you know, that would be,
I haven't since.
Yeah. That would be his like dirty secret of like, she was the one. And then after that, no, because she ends up like killing herself. So I think it would just be something that he kept to himself.
All right. Hey, listeners, if you love our shows, please share with your friends, your family, and write reviews. Every share and review help us climb those charts. Wherever you listen to, whether it be Spotify, Stitcher, Google Play, iTunes, remember to share those links each and every episode. Check out our podcast description of this episode for details, and also purchase through our links. They help out the show. Now, we had wondered what the egg... The egg obviously had significance because the chicken and the egg thing came up way too many times in the 10 episodes.
Yeah. Eggs were constant from episode one.
And so when Hooded Justice was like, you know, he said, you know, about the egg at the end, I was almost glad that they did a little like flashback there because I did not remember that scene at all about putting the powers into the egg.
Oh, I did. Well, I remember the date night, like their God walks into a bar, like him talking about like, so you could put it in this egg. And then like
she cracked it in the glass. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then I also remember like when he's just like, I want waffles. And then it's just like, watch the eggs. And that point I was just like, oh. Like, again, like, that's, like, coming up. And she, like, grabs him and breaks him. And it's just, like, for him to, like, be, like, watch the eggs, like, that was something that, like, stood out to me. Because it's been something that's kind of been, it's been a theme throughout the whole entire series.
Yeah. And so what did you think of the cliffhanger where, you know, she just downs that egg real quick and then... The cut to black as she tries to walk on the water, kind of the, you know, scene. Man, I can't even remember the Nolan movie. The spinning of the.
Oh! What is that movie?
People Inception. Make fun
of it. Yes.
God damn!
We did it.
I was like, I drew a blank and I had it all planned out in my head. I'm like, I just screwed this up. But like, I always like those Inception type endings where it's left open to the interpretation of the viewer to figure out whether you believe that this is reality or did she just fall fucking face first into that pool?
Because either like, I love those endings, and I hate when people like bitch about like, ooh, they left it at such a cliffhanger. Like when Walking Dead did the whole thing of like, who did Negan kill? And they're like, I can't believe we have to wait till next season. It's like, dude, shut the fuck up. Like, congratulations.
Not everything's instant gratification.
And congratulations, you have something to talk about with your friends. Like, you have something to talk about and, like, and dwell on and, you know, make a whole bunch of, like, theories about. And I think that's how TV comics have been, is, like, those theories with your friends, you know, of, like...
To be continued.
Exactly.
That last little fucking cutout box at the bottom of the last page of a comic.
And you're like, fuck. Like, that's how they should be. And well, those are stories that we love, too.
And honestly, I didn't have... Like, if she ends up with the powers and we end up with a second season, I don't have an issue with it because... Her character was so good, and I see her deserving to be this, I guess.
Right, yeah.
And you know, more than giving it to, you know, the right-wing people that are trying to take it back for white people everywhere.
Yeah.
You know, that whole story.
That was another thing, too. I didn't think that they got... I think they could have gotten a better death or a better suffering.
Like, do you think not showing him melt, but just the goo coming out wasn't satisfying enough for you?
Well, just like having them just like fade out of, like just basically be zapped. I didn't think that was enough for them just to be zapped. I feel like for them to never exist, you can't do that because we wouldn't be where we are right now. And like, cause I was talking to a friend, they're like, well, what would you have like be their punishment, and you can't do it. And you can't do it because it's super fucked up from the other end, is if you change the color of their skin. That would be such a, that would be a prison for them. But on the other hand, it would be such a fucked up thing to be like, we punished them by making them a different color. And then it's just like, wow.
Then if you're the other color, you're like, wait, it's a punishment to be
me. Yeah. But
I want to say it was like Dave Chappelle or something says, you know, it doesn't matter how much money you have. You wouldn't want to be me, you know, because of my race and I'm rich.
Yeah. I think it is probably him out of everyone. I could totally see him saying that.
Yeah, it was some comedian. It was, you know, and I was, yes, I think it was Dave Chappelle. But, it, you know, it, that's the thing is why would, if you were to switch a race on somebody, it's almost like, yeah, I could see definitely getting some kind of weird fucking backlash on that one.
Right. But the thing is for them, that would be like the ultimate punishment. Like killing them, sure. Like even Judd's wife is just like, what, are you just going to kill us? And then she does. She just quickly like, that's it. They're gone. There's no like suffering for them or anything. It's just a Thanos like finger snap. It's done.
So we were talking a little bit about the ending, and
we're talking a lot about the ending.
Well, no, I mean, I'm talking about like the cliffhanger that
you know,
just circling back real quick. Now, the showrunner said that he had considered three possible endings of this episode.
Sweet.
In addition to the one where she eats the egg and tries to step in the pool, they also considered one where she simply just crushes the egg in her hand. And another when she just puts the egg back into the carton in the refrigerator.
Yeah. I dig all of those. I love all of those for Angela, you know? Like.
Yeah.
What if they just continuously air it and they air it with like different endings?
He says it doesn't consider. Yeah, she just keeps rotating through.
Dude,
and it just
that would
matters.
Be fucking great. Yeah,
like how, it's like playing the video game. What ending did you get?
Yeah,
he says he did not consider it to be a cliffhanger ending and intended to imply that Angela received Dr. Manhattan's powers through the egg.
Yeah, because even if she crushes it, like from touching it, I'm sure she would get it. She doesn't necessarily have to eat it. But, you know, people are dumb, so he's like, we should make her ingest it, so that way, you know, they get it.
The series had been written considering what Angelica would do with those type of powers, given that she would be more passionate about using such powers compared to Dr. Manhattan.
Yeah.
And his passiveness.
But, like, I've been talking about it with friends and stuff. I'm like, she gets the powers now. And hopefully it's not all of his powers. Like, hopefully it's just, like, a piece of his powers. Because if she gets his powers, eventually she will stop caring about humanity. She'll stop caring about her kids and everything, and history will repeat itself. So I feel like if they, and that's where my idea of like give True like a piece of his powers. Have him like disperse into a million pieces and like he gets transferred to different people.
Dude, honestly, that's what I thought happened when he touched the blood.
Yeah, me too.
And everything shot out. I was like, oh my God, are we getting the Flash here? Is this, right? Did everybody just get hit with dark matter and we're all going to have different superpowers?
Right? Like, I mean, I would have been okay with that because that would have introduced not just like masks into the world, but masks with superpowers. And that would have been fine.
So this week there were also so many, man, I was texting you lines that were just so beautifully written.
Yeah.
That you like legitimately are like meme worthy. Like you would see on the internet about, you know, feeling better about yourself. And again, whether we agreed or not with how the storyline ended, we can't disagree that this whole thing was written so just well and put together as a beginning, middle, and end of a story that we don't really see in a television show. That they left it to the point to where we kind of agree that if they don't come back and do anything ever again, it's perfectly okay.
Yeah.
But they left it open with, you know, or leaving it open. But, you know, some of the stuff, you know, that was run out there, it was like, you know, wounds don't heal underneath mask, you know, and things like that. There was different lines out there.
The delivery of that one, too, like the need air, like the way that he just like that pause and stuff. And it was beautifully written and delivered.
Yeah. And so, again, whether we agree or not with how it ended. And again, we are always in the habit of thinking that we could find a better way of ending something. Yeah. But that's what we do. But you know, the different things that I just thought, you know, that stood out to me that, you know, there was different symbolism going on in the background of, you know, we had that fake church and then like the Jesus fell off the cross. And it was like watching two gods die at the same time.
Yeah.
You know, there was just stuff like that that was just like, I just assume because after kind of, again, reading different production notes and following along with what goes on in the show, that everything that they did this week, you know, in this show was intentional. That thing, the Jesus didn't fall off the cross on accident.
Yeah. No. And that's been a thing with the show is nothing that's done or shown on the screen is an accident. Everything has intention.
Yeah. Even going back to eggs being considered and, you know, the first scene we basically see of is relating back to the comics was the squid rain.
Yeah.
And then coming down here to the end and him,
freezing them and then having them rain down, like fucking brilliant.
Yeah. There was some pieces of it that was so weird. I was just like, is this going to work? Because, you know, one of the frozen squids went through her hand, so, like, True's hand.
Yeah.
And I was like, man, is anything going to survive this?
That's what I was thinking. And I was like, she just runs into the theater, and I was like, I don't know. Like, I feel like a lot of things would crumble. But then you think about, like, what Tulsa went through and stuff. Usually when they rebuild things, they make them so much stronger.
Yeah. So there was just different things, you know, in the squid rain and the callback to that. Honestly, I don't have the issues that some of the storylines that you have kind of went through about it. And it's because I was kind of okay with everything going through with it. I don't know what I wanted out of this. It was so weird watching it for me as like a fan and, you know, looking at it like with the critical eye, there was just so much going on. And as like a kind of like a looking at it in like the, like, again, with the critical eye, they tied up every single storyline so perfectly.
Yeah.
You know, whether I like the ending or not, I can appreciate the craft and the attention to detail that they put into it, that they didn't do anything that the where they're like, oh, fuck, we fucked up. We're going to retcon this real quick. So we're going to write this 5-minute scene that's going to take this completely out of it. And, you know, even going back to something we've talked about so much was using the Eye in the Walrus by the Beatles.
Yeah, yes.
And then you kind of, one of the big lines in it is see how they fly.
Yep.
And I was just like, oh my gosh, the frozen squid. Like everything, the intentional nature of them putting together this show is how TV shows should honestly be, where everything about it just made sense.
Yeah, and every piece, every aspect has communication of this is why I want that in there. Like, what do you think about and it seems like there is just so much love in this show. Like, everyone has a creative, like, piece in it. Everything is done with intention.
Yeah, and again, I don't... It's going to be one of those things I want to take, like, either a break from it and go back and watch from the beginning.
Yeah.
You know, knowing what I know now, because honestly, we've sat there and we've completely, I don't remember the last time I've blown a show like I've blown this one.
Yeah, it's true. I mean, even still, like with how I feel about this episode in particular, I still think it's one of the best series that's been out, and that I can't think of another one that's better.
Yeah, no, and I feel the same way right now. It didn't end. You know, we had a couple shows that were damn near perfect score.
Yeah.
Now it didn't hit that level for me, and we'll get into that once after we take our break. But mm-hmm. The fact is, it's not that it was like horrible.
That's the thing, is like it didn't end bad. It just didn't. It wasn't fulfilling for me.
And that's the thing. It's like I almost feel like we've spent like the first 20 minutes of this telling like everything that was wrong with it. And it's not because it was bad. It was because we've seen better from them.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, 100%. And things that made sense for characters. And I think that's where it fell, is there are things that just didn't make sense for Watchmen first 12 issues characters.
Well, I think this was the first episode to where I felt it was rushed.
Yes. Yeah, 100%. Well, that's why I went back to like saying like, man, I wish they would have done 12 episodes. One, because it's way cooler because clocks. And two, because then this felt so rushed at the very end. And I get it when it's like your last episode and everything. You might feel that way just because you're like, I don't want it to be over yet. But even still, like looking back at it, I'm like, I feel like there's so much more that they could have expanded on and yeah, given us more.
Because honestly, even the, you know, rescuing Adrian from the planet, yeah, you know, from the moon and bringing him back to Earth and then, you know, bringing him back to life, you know, after basically putting them in the carbonite.
Yeah.
And at moments there, and I don't know if you felt this way, I was like, is he been a statue this whole time?
Yeah, man.
Like.
Yeah.
So it was just like, I felt like a lot more had it like, could have been explained. Not necessarily in the classic, let me monologue for 25 minutes, but, you know, shit like that could have been put out there and, you know, had him come back and, you know, more interaction with the daughter and the grandmother and or his the mother and the daughter.
Yeah.
You know, and just interactions with them that weren't going on, because it just seemed like, again, it went from there to there to there. And then, you know, from Lori to find out that Dr. Manhattan's still alive. And then Dr. Manhattan... It gave up so much for this other woman. How come Lori wasn't good enough for him to do the same fucking thing?
Right.
And then her to go from there to there and just be done with it.
And I think for what I saw on the internet too, the biggest hole that everyone was like, the fuck happened, was Petey.
I think Petey's one of those characters that's going to be like everybody's favorite character that wasn't around enough. That'll be written into more.
I don't know if it's still up because last I checked, they were like, this will be destroyed in 48 hours. The Petypedia, I think, might be taken down. And I hope not. I hope they leave it up. So what had happened was he's now fired from the FBI. And a little bit of a throwback. They found like a couple like things like Rorschach journal and stuff. And then also a bottle of some type of like canola oil or like lube-esque stuff, which links back to a masked vigilante that got away from Angela.
So you're thinking that Petey is the lube man or whatever?
That's what it is. Yep. That's what they tied it to. Is like now he's gone missing. He's been fired from the FBI. So he's somewhere in Tulsa, like trying to solve all of this, I think.
Okay. Yeah. So I went to Petypedia. That's so hard for me to say.
It is, right?
So it's still up. I was reading the memo while you were reading it. Yeah, it does say the Rorschach journals, and it just basically says that his computer folder will be deleted from the shared server.
Because he's fired for putting this up online, all this information up.
He certainly puts the I in FBI.
So I thought that was something that tied together, like the extra stuff that they were putting online and Petey's story and everything. And again, just love and everything being tied together for the show. Like everything has like a purpose for this. And the fact that they did all of this and like they obviously knew that they weren't going to get to tie that end on the last episode. So they did this.
Exhaustive summarizations of television programs as if they were any way relevant to anything. Yep. Or schematics of porno space age sex toys. This is actually pretty funny.
Yeah. Please go check it out because like everything that was put on this fake website was done with the intention of like for fans. It's for us.
Yeah.
And they did such a good job with it.
This is some intern's project that somebody just had really fun with.
Dude, yeah. I love it.
So, if we get a second season, we kind of went over it a little bit. I mean, how quick do you think they turn this around? Because, like, honestly, when I go look at the ratings for Watchmen, it's went up every week.
Yeah.
Like, we started at a 0.799, and these are just the old school numbers. I want to say when I looked at the actual numbers, they were getting like 1.5 million. But like the day of watchers was 800,000 people basically. And it closed out. The finale was almost a million.
Yeah.
So it went up the whole time while it was going. And I expect with these things, like I know Mike from our network is going to be watching this whole thing while we're on break. You know, and we're going to get a lot of people that are going to binge watch this thing towards the end. Now, do you see them doing a fast turnaround, or are we going to freaking Westworld this shit and not see it for like 2 years?
Westworld, 100%.
Give him a chance to come up with another story, because I want them to wait.
I'll wait for more of this shit. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Because I just don't want it to turn into like a machine type thing of, don't get dumb with your writing, if that makes sense.
Yeah. You've set the bar. You have to continue.
Yeah. So I wanted to see it. Wow. Effective word of mouth has brought new viewers to the show. The first episode have totally 9.6 million viewers as of December 4th.
Damn.
So I think this is where these shows catch on. It's that not everybody wants to do it right away. And, you know, people will catch up, especially with on demand and everything else. I mean, a lot of times I don't even know the last time I actually turned on HBO on my regular television. I always just go to the damn app and stream whatever I want to watch whenever I want to watch it anyways.
A lot of people do. I think even people who like were waiting for like finales and things like that, like Game of Thrones, were watching it on the app. No one has like cable and stuff anymore.
Yeah. I mean, we are all part of that culture now of I have 8 hosts, I think, on all my shows. Mm-hmm. None of us have cable. Everybody streams something, whether it's the CW app or HBO or bootleg versions.
Yeah.
None of us actually own, like, old school TV as they know it.
No, why would you?
Yeah. Well, again, we get it when we want it. We can watch it wherever we want to watch it. I'm not stuck on a television. If I want to watch it while I'm freaking taking a poop on my phone, I can do that.
You can.
It's allowed.
You can watch now, shit while you shit. You can watch shit while you eat shit. So many options.
Now, was the actors who played Dr. Manhattan's dong that thick? Weird transition.
That's a big old donger. That's a big old... Like, I was just like, who is that for? Like,
I was like, is that a normal thick base on that thing? Sometimes, like, if not, I've been undercut my whole fucking life.
I've just seen big peeners, and I'm just like, who is that for? Like, are you part horse?
Dude, like, honestly, I'm sitting there watching him in his jail, and it's not that, I just keep looking at it going, did they dress that up?
Nah, I think that's someone's schlonger. That's some big boy right there. Some big Coke can dick.
I was like, it was distracting at some points.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
I thought was funnier was when they make fun of when he's trying to take over the powers, the congressman or the mm-hmm. senator, and he has the underwear on and they make fun of the underwear.
His panties, yes. But those were like, I was very stoked for whatever costume designer got to make those panties.
Because it was like...
They were perfect. It was so perfect.
I think when you shave a dude down like that, it doesn't
help out. It always
makes
it look bigger. Why do you...
It's all nice and smooth, and then it went like right into like...
Yes. Like, I was trying to look at everything else going on, but also just like, you couldn't help but look.
Well, that's a lucky man. If that wasn't a prosthetic... Like, I don't have penis envy very much, but, like, I was just looking going, Jesus Christ.
No,
somebody takes
that. Who is that for?
Somebody with a gaping vagina?
A horse vagina. That's who it's for.
I mean, geez. I shouldn't be as distracted by penis during scenes.
Like, I think we could, like, just name his dick, like, Destroyer of Worlds. Probably.
His dick should have his own IMDb credit.
It should. It really should.
Because,
it
was
just
as much of a star.
Destroyer of Worlds and then IMDb credit, Watchmen, episode 9.
Oh, man. Yeah. It was an odd transition there, but I just was distracted by it, I guess. It's not because it was like I was thirsty for it. I was just like, Jesus Christ.
It is there and you can't look away. I will say that once again, CGI just didn't hit it for me. Like, this is a very, this is probably the heaviest CGI episode. And again, it like fell flat. And
what parts for you?
All of it. Like, I mean, Dr. Manhattan's glow, like anything that had like CGI just failed. And I know that I'm a stickler because of it, but I mean, it's just like that's something that's been missing from the show. And I get budget, things like that. Like, maybe that's something that they decided to go ahead and not, you know, spend all the money on ever.
Well, maybe because I mean, it seemed like a lot of what they were doing was done with practical effects, anyways,
which is great. But we're comparing it also to like the movie, and I really, really liked the Dr. Manhattan
Well, I can almost guarantee you that now that if it really does come back for a second season, that it will have the budget to do whatever the hell it wants for CGI.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
I mean, I think that's always the thing that goes on with most of these shows is like at first you're just like, what the hell's going on?
There's by some
the
end shitty of it, wigs and stuff.
Yeah. By the end of it, they're getting a freaking movie budget for an hour of television and they're able to put it on there. So I don't know. There wasn't anything too distracting for me other than Wiener. But you know, because I thought the explosion or the teleportation and all that was done well.
Okay, that's true.
Again, it didn't look too bad. The space shuttle scenes were okay, but I think most of that was done with practical effects and some kind of green screen down there at the bottom, you know, to make it look like a launch. I'm trying to think of anything else that was.
Oh, when the rocket like comes down and stuff. But again, we've talked about a lot on all of our shows that like CGI flying things during daytime don't always look so great. Like the ship that comes to pick up Ozzy.
The daytime gradient isn't as easy as the nighttime one.
No.
Because now all of a sudden you're dealing, it's almost like with different tattoos or any kind of art and all that other shit. You got to recognize where your light source is coming from. Yeah. And how it hits on something like a giant rocket ship.
Yeah. Shadows.
And I think that's where some of these things miss out, you know, in the daytime shots that they can get away with at night. Because, you know, what's your light source? It's basically, you know, maybe a faint moon, a street light here and there. But when you're dealing with, you know, broad daylight, you're kind of, you're sun. And it's like, all right, well, what time is it? Okay, well, it's 2 o'clock. Where's the sun at 2 o'clock? And then it's got to cast a shadow. Okay, well, it doesn't cast a shadow. Now it looks weird because the whole thing is right and it shouldn't be.
Yep.
And, you know, I think that's just a common mistake in any kind of art, you know, whether, again, it's a tattoo, a print from somebody or a television show. It's if you don't get your light sources right, it's never going to look right.
Lighting and shadows are important.
Very much
but they
so.
Are hard.
Yeah.
Those, so do shit. Those sneaky, sneaky shadows.
Do shit at night. I'm surprised they haven't figured out a better way of doing that.
By
you
now,
know, to where it's just like, you know, some kind of filter or overlay that's like, all right, this is 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
Maybe it's like a pay rate type of thing. Like if you pay us this much, we'll give you our interns. But if you pay us this much, we'll give you fucking Chad. And Chad is great with shadows and lighting. But if you pay...
He knows his light sources.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And if you pay Chris over here, like, oh, Chris, the god of light. So, how much do you want to pay? We'll just fucking do the intern. We don't know if this is going to go that well. All right. Well, have fun with your weird daytime CGI. So
it's a 30-second scene.
Yeah.
We'll be fine.
Yeah. All right. If
nobody,
you say so.
Nobody will call it out. And then there's assholes like us.
I called it out.
All right. So it comes that time.
Go first.
Oh, what?
Go first.
Go first? You want me to go first?
Yeah. So I don't feel
right,
so bad.
So I... Overall, I'm going to give 2 scores here.
Oh.
I'm going to go season.
Okay.
And then I'm going to go final episode, then I'll go season.
Ooh, good idea.
So, final episode, I would give this like an 85. And the only reason I feel like I downgraded it is because of the pacing of it. Again, I don't have to understand your decisions that are made on the characters or the storylines that you choose to close it out the way you do. But the fact is, I can watch a show and understand that things just happen way too rapidly for the 67 minutes that we were on the air.
Right.
So again, you close out the...
I'm right around where you... I'm 83 for those same reasons, but also like a little bit lower because it didn't match with characters.
Yeah. And you know, for me, do I agree with everything that was happened? I probably would have agreed a lot more if it would have happened a little bit slower. And again, not adding a bunch of episodes for a bunch of monologues and exposition, but just something for characters to develop some kind of emotion or feeling to go along with what was happening. It just seemed like it was very rapid.
Yes.
And I think that was my only knock of the final episode, because again, I could go back and rewatch this whole thing and be 100% happy with it. And so when I go with my final season score, I'm going to give it 93.
All right.
Because we had some perfect episodes.
Really close to where I'm at, too.
We had some perfect episodes that were some of the best TV I've seen in years. And you're talking to a nerd who watches more TV than anybody known to man, including the dumbest shows in the world.
Yeah.
Just because sometimes I want to shut off my brain, but whatever.
And wrestling.
Yeah, well, just, like I said, sometimes I just want to shut off.
That was Bobby's go fuck yourself. Yeah, well.
Yeah, well, I am what yourself. I am. There's no ifs, ands, or buts, and I can't deny it. Yes, I do watch wrestling. And that is me. I'm sorry.
Don't be.
I'm not. I don't care.
Don't be. Don't apologize for the weird shit you like.
Yeah.
Even if it's weird, weird porn.
I mean, I just talked about a penis for five minutes.
Keep
and
that
now
one to yourself,
about...
but like also love what you love. Yeah. As long as it doesn't hurt anybody.
I just sound like a closeted gay guy at this point. I just talked about penises forever and you just said I like to watch a bunch of oily men wrestle each other.
Ah, no! I didn't know they were oily.
Yeah, they make their muscles glisten on television.
There you go.
So, but again, this has been some of the best TV I've seen in quite some time. I mean, honestly, I couldn't tell you the last show I think I watched that kind of had some kind of like real impact on me. Might have been You on Netflix, the first season.
You?
Did you watch that?
What is it?
You?
Yeah, no, I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, that's actually a Greg Berlanti thing too from the Arrowverse. But the man finds somebody and basically stalks them through Facebook and social media. It's a really fucking like trippy fucking thing.
Ooh.
That makes you hate being on social media.
Sweet.
But I mean, I don't have those problems because I'm an ugly dude. You might have those problems because you're a hot chick. But the fact is, it's like, I think that was like the last show I can remember when I was getting done watching it that I was like, holy shit, like this thing told a story that was good and well thought out and written real well and kind of shocked by it. And this is up there. So, you know, that I think that's where my scores come from. This has been some of the better TV I've seen in the last 3 to 5 years.
Yeah. I mean, I'm still trying to think of a show that like as a series that I liked better. And I really can't. Like I've had shows that I've loved, but as a series, like either last season they just completely fucked it up or yeah. So as of right now, I would have to give it a 93.
Okay.
Yeah. And because like character wise hit all the marks, And really the only issue that I had was this last episode. And it was just because like at this point, like I've made expectations. I've had characters that I've loved for years, you know, and it's not that they messed up any of the new characters. I loved their stories, but when you mess with my babies, that's where it gets like, I don't know.
Well, yeah, and you talked about like the new characters that they were introduced completely felt like they were from the same universe and everything that they did was really believable. And I think that's always a risk when you come into one of these shows is that you are dealing with a franchise that is well known, that the characters are well known, and then you want to throw in things that aren't canon to anything. And you were able to make it.
Yeah, people won't accept that.
Yeah, and you're not doing a Batman movie and then throwing in somebody, you know, just random as fuck to Batman. But the fact is, like, you know, Regina King's character, Regina King as an actress, it just everything about her held up the show on this, like, acting pedestal to where, I mean, interactions between like her and Lori, and it, you, when you start reflecting on some of the things that they did, you know, when it comes to the writing aspects of it, the tie-ins with the eggs throughout this whole episode, the music tie-ins and how they were well thought out.
And I'm so stoked for the actor that got to play like Dr. Manhattan and stuff, like the guy that got to play Cal, like kept that secret, kept everything under wraps for so long. Like,
yeah.
How stoked was he when that was finally released, that like he gets to be like the god of the show, you know? Like, that's fucking awesome. And I love that it didn't steal the show away from like Regina King. Like it didn't. Like, it was such a great moment. Everyone had like moments that were so important to them, that were so important to every piece in the show. Like, everyone got to shine. And I loved that.
And you weren't looking at these actors and going, oh, geez, like we have that internal reaction sometimes when certain characters come on screen and you're just like, oh, Jesus, can we get through this?
Yeah.
You know, and we didn't have that, you know, whether, you know, with Jeremy Irons and Luke Gossett Jr. and some of these like well-known established actors coming on and
even
taking
your
on
character
this
who was made to be the weakest, like Petey.
Yeah.
They made him lovable for so many reasons, you know, like not just because of like the extra information that he would feed us on the internet through his website, but just that moment where he stood up for himself in front of Lori and like the background information that he would give her because of like his knowledge with history. It was just, they made you love every single character, even like the weird kid and stuff that Angela adopted, Chris and Christopher.
The Looking Glass episode.
Yeah, basically. But everyone had a purpose and you loved every character.
Yeah. And so, again, this was probably one of the, I mean, for me, the better TV shows that I've seen. And I think you agree.
Hell yeah.
And so on that note, we will say goodbye to season one. Maybe the series. Who knows? But if it comes back, me and Angelica will be back for sure to cover it. If not, you can catch us on the Arrow edition of DC on RMD for, you know, 3 or 4 more weeks until that show's over. And then me and Angelica will find something else to do because we enjoy doing shows together. So if you want to keep up on all that, find us on all our social medias. If you want to listen to any past or future episodes, go to dconrmd.com. And we'll talk to you when we talk to you.
Mother of God, would you look at the time? When you came here, you had an hour.